I've had connections with kids. Yeah, but usually.
We got him.
We got him.
Yeah. I illegal contact with kids.
Welcome to another Latino Weed Podcast and the Latino Weed Podcast. Y casi hice la introducción en español porque estoy con Oscar Carvajal, que es un comediante, really good comedian, that he does stand-up in English and a little bit in Spanish. Like
I've done a few shows in Spanish.
I just want to talk about, we went to migrants, to do comedy for migrants, and he was hosting.
Uh-huh.
Right? And we didn't know what the audience was going to be like, and he ended up being kids, and the mothers of the kids. And he was supposed to host 10 minutes on front.
I did 3 minutes.
I two of those 3 minutes is who knows a joke around here? Do you know what a joke? you wanna come here? Okay. Cuenta un chiste. How do you feel at the moment that you saw that a lot of kids and moms coming in and you're like, okay.
I was like, because I didn't expect kids. I should have expected kids. I should have, you know what I'm saying? But nah, I just felt like I can't do any material here, man. I can't do any material.
Okay,
I'm wildly unprepared.
Okay,
yeah.
What kind of material did you have in Spanish? Why were the topics?
So, my Spanish is very, very vulgar.
Okay.
So I say a lot of bad words. Okay. So if I'm if I'm going to translate my jokes in the moment, because I hadn't done the work before that, I'm like, I know I'm going to say a lot of bad words. And I'm like, I don't think that's correct with children here.
But
so
did you have any jokes that you're like, oh, I'm going to say this sexual, super sexual
No,
joke,
not super sexual jokes, but for example, I
have 3 sexual jokes ready to go.
But I just did my first open mic in Spanish a month ago.
In Pilsen? The Pilsen
one? Yeah, the Pilsen one. I did it. And then
shout out to Jose.
Then they sent me the video. Right, I didn't request it, but they sent it to me.
Okay.
And I say verga, it's just Mexicans talk and shit. So I'm just like, so that, because that just came out naturally, you know.
But do you have a fluent Spanish, or do you have sometimes you step up on the articles and the family?
No, my Spanish is pretty good.
Okay.
For that open mic specifically, on the way there in the car there, the car ride there to the 18th Street, I actually did my jokes in the car real quick.
Okay.
Just so I could go through them real quick.
The car was like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, people in traffic were stopping to give me applause breaks, right?
The people that asked for money in the traffic, they were giving you no money. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah,
the
Venezuelans were giving me money.
One. Yeah. Okay, I just want to share this because we're recording on October 1st, and I just hit 100 subscribers, so thank you so much. Everybody who is listening on watching, cheers.
Yeah, cheers, man. People heard I was coming, they started subscribing, bro.
Yeah, yeah. They're
79 subscribers are his, 21 are mine, bro.
So you're from Guerrero, because you said that a lot. But how was the transition to start doing comedy in English? Because you started in English, right?
Yeah, I started in English.
So how was the transition of trying, because I did the transition from English to Spanish. Mm-hmm. How do you feel it is the transition from you have done English,
you know what,
all
man,
your life
there,
and now?
I think I told you this last time. When I started, there was far fewer Latinos doing comedy just in general.
Okay.
So when somebody had an idea for a Spanish show, they would just come to the 4 or 5 of us that were there, and 3 of them, they would back out. You know, they would be like, no, I'm not doing this shit.
There was the Spanglish mic, and the Spanglish mic was people like,
dude, that was bullshit. That mic was bullshit.
It was a good mic, but it was not a Spanglish.
Yeah.
Because the mic was good, but it was
it was English.
Hey, vamos a empezar este open mic and your first comic. And it was just English.
This is not a disrespect to McFly.
No,
McFly, it's not your fault. But there used to be a guy named Noah Gutierrez.
Okay.
Who used to try to start open mics too in Spanish, and I love Noah. He gave me a lot of opportunities when I started.
Okay.
But once you give people the option to do English,
they're gonna do
English, because that's how they're comfortable with. So he would be like, hey, I'm gonna do this mic in Pilsen. This is 2018, I wanna say. And I will sign up for it, and it would be 7 of us signed up. But I don't know if the business he was working with, they're like, nah, this is too few people. We need more people. Yeah. So then he were like, all right, we're going to have a Spanish portion and then the English portion. And then the people that signed up for the Spanish ones, once they started feeling uncomfortable, they would just do it in English. And then it turned out to be a regular English mic with maybe me and some other comedian doing it in Spanish.
So people were gentrifying the fucking open mic.
That's the way it was for the Spanglish mic. It's like, if you're giving them an option to do English, they're just going to throw a word.
But how do you feel now, like 2024 after, like, because I know that was before, and a lot of people tried to do the fucking mic in Spanish. It didn't work. What about now?
Well, how do I feel about what exactly?
About the scene in Spanish, like do you think Chicago have the strength?
I didn't know there was a scene in Spanish to begin with, because like I say, all the shows that I ever did in Spanish were with the same group of people that do English comedy. It wasn't until I went to that open mic that I finally saw, like, oh shit, there's an actual little scene of comedians that do it in Spanish. I got there and they all knew each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Like the community.
There's a small community of, and then one of the dudes, the older one, his last name is Galvan. Galvan. Okay. He was explaining to me that they all know each other, and when one of them gets a show, they all go to the show, like buy tickets and shit. In Mexico, there's a real famous comedian named Teo Gonzalez, and he just came like 2 weeks ago, and this Galvan guy opened up the show for him. Beautiful. And apparently everybody in that little community bought tickets to go watch the show. You know?
Okay, according to Oscar, I'm one of his favorite comics in Spanish, not in English. Like, I'm really trying English, but he's like, no, in English now, but in Spanish. and the other is Chris Trani, right? He did the show with us for the migrants. Dude, it was so funny because he was so prepared to do also, like,
Chris Trani does dirty material, man. he did the joke. I mean, because he says he did the coger joke, you know?
Yeah, but it's like he had to play in a way that it was not that obvious.
The Venezuelans say coger too? It means to pick up, right? To pick up?
No, coger.
Coger is like, okay, to fuck. Okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
It's not like in Spain, like cogelo. It's like,
cogelo.
Yeah. Okay, I was gonna. I have one of these. This is one of the topics. You teach me the word in comedy when you bury. When you bury someone. That is like when you do so good before the other comic that they cannot keep the energy.
Yeah.
Do you feel that what happened last show we had in Milwaukee was karma, that like that you were like, I'm going to bury you, and then... No.
Well, I don't believe in karma, so we came with.
That was one of the questions.
No, I don't believe in anything, dude. It's complicated. You want to get into it, but
I'll defend it.
I don't believe in any extra powers, like an extra magical powers.
You don't think the universe is like conspiring?
I don't think that. I don't think the universe cares about me. The universe is infinitely big. Why would the universe care about me burying you and then you burying me back? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I do believe the universe cares about you in a bad way.
Because
I believe the universe kind of hates you.
Trillions and trillions of stars and billions of planets, and I'm sure there's life in 10,000 other planets, and they care about me specifically.
In a bad way.
I don't think so.
Because, like, you are one of the person that... This has happened so often because we have talked about this. Yeah. Like, every time you have a big breakup, something happens that you don't get to do, like, the big breakup.
Uh-huh.
Like, one was, like, doing, like, one show, and then...
big break, break.
Big break, and then COVID happened. Then you got booked on Just for Laughs, the festival, and they were, like, we're bankrupt. we gotta cancel the show. Like, it has happened many
but
times.
It's a mathematical probability, you know?
It's not that the universe hates me.
I don't think the universe hates me.
The universe is like, oh, they book Oscar? Yeah. I'm gonna fuck that show. I'm gonna fucking destroy the show.
No, yeah, there's been a couple. Well, those two are the biggest ones when I...
You can explain what was the one before COVID.
The big one was before the biggest comedy festival used to be Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
In Chicago, they never gave me an opportunity to audition. They do auditions every year. They have like four different shows at Doom. Literally like 50 comedians audition every year. And they never gave me an opportunity to audition. And then you actually had her last week here, Kristen Toomey. She gave me some
amazing. Yeah. She's amazing.
She gave me some notes on like this is what they're looking for because I've talked to the judges. So one day I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna just send a clip directly to the festival itself. Like not even, I don't care if I don't get an audition here.
Okay.
And then the festival sent me an email like, we'll give you the audition. Go to the Laugh Factory.
Nice.
And when I got that, 3 days later, the festival goes bankrupt and now it no longer exists.
But he got the email like, you are in.
Yeah,
we love
I was
you.
In, yeah, yeah. At like, that point, they're probably just sending everyone here. They already knew. Like, hey, let's just gas these motherfuckers up for three more days.
Let's put a little
let's give everyone hope. Let's give.
And what was the one with the COVID?
With the what?
When I believe you have one show that was like one of the big shows.
Okay.
And then COVID happened and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, no, so I felt like towards the, right before COVID happened, that was like probably like, I felt really good about everything. Like, okay. like every show I was doing, I was just knocking it out. I was just, like my riff skills were at their high peak. That's
yeah,
like
from there.
Late 2019, early 2020. And then at that time, the most prestigious show, I don't know if it still is, it was Comedians You Should Know.
I believe you have.
And
then,
and one of the most prestigious shows was another one that they run by Damon. I forget the name right now. And they both booked me within the 2 month period. So I'm like, I'm finally getting recognized in the scene as a top comedian.
Yeah.
And then I did the show in February, and then March COVID hits, and that took away my momentum. I feel
exactly. You in this is like he did the show, but you have the momentum, and there's like we're gonna ruin that for you. That was the universe.
Okay, okay. So the universe took a comedy show away.
That's
from
why
me.
You don't believe in the universe.
But it also killed millions of people. Like compared to that, my problem is significant. You know. Like,
I like that you said, kill, fuck your comedy career.
Yeah,
kill,
exactly,
kill,
exactly,
like, you find the cure for cancer? I'm going to throw that plane.
Yeah.
Dude, I have this joke on when I was in Colombia. I said it like a couple of times. I don't know if this has happened to you when you have like an old joke and then you remember the joke and you're like, ooh, if I say this joke with the expertise that I have now, it will be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I have this one that it was about, every time I was going to visit my aunt, I was living in Venezuela. She was living in Miami. I have to take a plane. And every time she was like, I see you here if God wants it.
Okay.
Si Dios quiere.
Si Dios quiere, yeah.
Si Dios quiere.
That's a famous thing, yeah.
So she always says, si Dios quiere. But this day I was on the plane and she's like, I'll see you here if God wants it. And I was on the plane just picturing, like, God being seeing all the planes and being like, you're going to land, mm-hmm. you're going to, fuck you. And then just, like, the plane just being destroyed. I was like, dude, it was because of her.
That's what happened to the Malaysian flight, bro. That's
the Malaysian flight, he was like, I'm going to take this one.
Yeah, like,
I'm just going to keep this one.
Yeah,
so you don't believe in karma, energies, what about vibes?
Vibes, I mean, it's because vibes, I feel like it's a poorly employed word. Maybe I believe in bias, but like it's not a bias. It's just you get like a feeling like from this person, like, hey, this person is just like they're always complaining.
But that's like a premonitory feeling.
Yeah, maybe.
You do believe in like you can have the vibe of someone before knowing this someone.
Not necessarily. No.
Okay,
that.
You have to know them first.
A little bit. You have to like hear their voice and hear like, okay, like this person sounds like they're mad.
Has it happened that it changed that it's like this person I believe is not good vibe,
yeah, of course,
and then you meet them.
Of course.
With you, like,
we judge every person in the streets, and then once you get to meet them, you see, hey, he's an asshole, or he's a good person, or he's a kind person.
He's like, with you, like, I told you we're a nice guy, and you turn out to be an asshole. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have.
No.
Yeah. Right on cue, baby.
Okay, before the pause, I'm gonna say something that happened after the Milwaukee show. On the way back, he was a little drunk, and he had
a little bit.
But he has a beer on the car, and he's like, "Oh, I'm feeling drunk. I don't want to keep driving. Like maybe like you should drive when like I get out of the highway." On the way, he starts sipping from the beer while he was saying, like, I cannot be driving. Like, I'm feeling super drunk.
No matter how drunk you are, you can't let the beer get hot.
He was like, I'm feeling bad. Like, I don't believe I should be driving.
If the beer is open, I feel like it's a disrespect to the beer if you don't drink it.
I like that. Like, yeah. As a Mexican and a Venezuelan.
No, not as a Mexican, just as an alcoholic. Just as an alcoholic in general. Bro, like, it's like if I left this beer like this and I fell asleep, when I wake up, I have to finish it.
But would you put it back in the fridge? Or you're like, no, I mean, need to do it now.
You need to do it now. You
know? Okay, what is one drink that you will, like, not do? That is like, no, if I left it, like, that's it. Like, if they say, I don't know. For me, vodka. Like, vodka, I cannot fucking do vodka.
I mean, I'm not I usually don't drink, like, alcohol. I usually drink, like, beer. I'm a beer drinker.
You know that?
I understand that beer has alcohol.
This is different. Yeah, like,
but my alcohol, you know what I mean, bro. Yeah.
I don't drink alcohol. I just drink beer. Okay.
it doesn't have that much alcohol, bro.
The percentage is lower than other spirits. I will say that.
No, but I mean, no. If they give me a drink and I don't finish it, and I wake up and I'm next to it, I finish it, no matter what it is. I have to finish it. It's,
even if it is like vodka, tequila.
Yeah, no matter what it is.
I mean, the thing is, like, you gotta be so drunk that you go to sleep, and then you wake up and you're like...
I just feel like you're wasting it, you know? Like,
well, does that happen with money? That, like you feel like you need to spend a money that you earned, like, let's say, in a casino, you're like, no, I earned 300, in order to honor this money, I need to spend it.
No, yeah, that doesn't happen with money. Okay. No, with money, I gotta save that. I gotta save that bitch. Yeah.
I gotta pay rent.
Yeah, I gotta pay rent, man.
Okay, now this is the last question before the pause. Are you currently in a moment that you feel like you will be earning like low income, but you can do just stand up and live out of it, or not yet?
I don't feel like I'm at that level yet.
Okay.
Or at least I don't know the how to do it. I don't know the steps towards doing it. If I knew the steps towards doing it, I would definitely begin to work towards it.
If you're in Just for Laugh,
yeah, if Just for Laugh came back somehow.
That you came back?
Yeah. And then I submitted again.
You're like, hey, remember me?
Yeah.
I was there.
No, I fucking... Because you're supposed to check in. You were supposed to send the email back, like, saying, yes, I'm available this day.
Okay.
So then I forgot to send the email back to begin with. And then I saw that the
universe is not conspiring against you. You are conspiring against you.
And then I saw that it went bankrupt, like, 3 days later. So then I still send the email. No. I'm like, I'm going to see what they say, right? So I send the email back, like, yes, I'm available. And they're like, didn't you hear we went bankrupt? Like, we don't work there no more.
We don't have money, bitch. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I'm assuming if they come back, they're going to have a whole different panel of judges and shit. You know?
Yeah, but I believe at least if they pick you once, they can pick you twice.
Maybe.
It will be easier. And they should have a little guild being like, oh, yeah, this guy, we should put it again on the show.
I mean, I feel like I'm talented enough to audition, you know?
Let's say, let's ask the migrants for that. Let's ask the migrants on, okay. I don't remember the address, but what if they are the judges now?
Yeah. I don't think you go from Venezuelan migrant to comedy judge. Like, I don't connect.
What is the steps? Venezuelan migrant, what is the next step, according to you?
Venezuelan migrant,
I have my
maybe street clown.
No, DoorDash. There you go. Thank you. With that, we're going to make a pause. We're coming back. And we are back. We just asked for an Uber to ask the Venezuelan see if he's a nice fit for Just for Laugh. And they say, like, what the fuck is that? I don't know.
They said, we don't speak English, bro. We're just for laughs. Yeah.
Like, have you, like, there was a video that one Venezuelan was, like, taking a DoorDash and he didn't speak English. And the guy that was, like, giving him the food from the restaurant, he got, like, super upset. Like, and on his face, like, no, if you're here, you gotta fucking speak English. You gotta learn the fucking language. You gotta speak English. And I was like, you work in a restaurant, dude. Like, you're not the same. Yeah, like, whatever. Just give them the food. He says, like, maybe, like, oh, is this Roger? It's like, just, yeah. Say, yeah, that's
Roger,
it. Like,
yeah, Roger. That's pretty good.
Roger. Like, what kind of English, like, I'll say, if you're in America and you're a Venezuelan migrant, I believe you do need to try to adapt and learn some English. But if you don't know it because you just arrived, people shouldn't be assholes. Like, people are assholes to
people
me.
People are assholes. People are assholes.
In Rose Battle, like, still, because I have an accent. Like, I went against Zoe Dodson, and they were mocking me because of my accent. The judges were like, yeah, they always make the same fucking joke. It's like, oh, Christian jokes were good if I just could understand them. I was like, let's do a roast battle in Spanish and see what happens. Yeah. Like, I'll see you being like, la casa mucho malo.
I mean, look, I have uncles who've been here 20, 25 years.
And they don't know.
They don't speak English. And they've made it somehow.
Fuck them.
I mean, you
send them back.
It is my opinion that if you're in this country, you should try to learn the language.
Try to
learn the language. But, I mean, for that dude to just be like, hey, you should know English, that's just some racist shit, bro.
Exactly.
That's just some racist shit.
I agree. If you're here, try to adapt. If you can't, because there's some age, like, if your uncle, even if they want to know English now, probably it's not in their possibility to learn it. It's like too late.
I mean, my uncle's in like his 50s now. He came here when he was like 20-something.
Too late.
And then, you know what? He has to work. Then he has kids. Then he has this. You know, he doesn't have the time to fucking sit down with a Rosetta Stone and be like, oh, shit.
Exactly. But like, I've been seeing like some, seen some that they don't like. They just want to bring their culture here. It's like, that's not who works. Like you should come here and try to adapt here. You don't have to be an American, but come on, try to like.
I will say, I mean, I'm not
navigate.
I don't say I completely agree with that, but I do agree that you should try to learn the language for your own good.
For your own good. So yeah, because if people are racist, people are fucking racist.
People are racist. People are gonna.
And the karma is gonna bite you in the ass like a bitch, even if you don't believe in karma.
So might as well. We believe in karma.
You
also believe in Santa Claus, bro? You believe in Santa Claus? Yeah?
Santa Claus is real.
Santa Claus brings karma.
I believe. He brings karma. I believe in karma and I believe in energies, but I don't believe there's something ruling us.
Okay.
Like gods, or there are some people that they believe in energies, but they believe like there's like a big mass
of energy.
How about
zodiac signs? Do you believe in zodiac signs?
Kind of. Like not completely. But to a point, like I don't believe the zodiac signs will say like the horoscope. I don't believe like someone can read like Sagittarius, you're gonna fall in love tomorrow. It's like no. I don't believe that. No, if you're a Sagittarius, for sure you are this. But for some reason, there are like some traits on the signs that do make sense. For some reason, they do make sense. I'm so sorry, but they do make sense. But not to the specific. It's more something general. And they're accurate. No, like,
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
No, it's accurate.
Maybe like, everything is real, and I'm the idiot that doesn't believe in anything.
Everything is real. Just your life does exist. I believe like they nail it like sometime. But one clear example, I know twins, and that they're like super different on personality, and like according to your sign shit, they should be the same.
They should be same, yeah.
Because they're both the same sign.
Yeah.
And then this is where I don't believe they go super deeper. Yeah, but they were born 7 minutes of difference, and now her moon is on the house 12. It's like no.
If you're born at 6:43, bro, you're born under a different moon than at 6:50.
Exactly.
It's two different moons, bro. Yeah.
At that point, it's like no.
The moon goes from here, it goes all the way around. Yeah.
And if the houses, I don't understand that shit.
The house, I never heard
of that.
They're
like the 11th house, so your Mercury is in the take a step back. But the other topic I wanted to talk about. I believe you can be. I believe men are more like this than women, but I am a person that doesn't get super excited when things happen, like good or bad things. And I have been in the position that I have to fake an emotion so the other person don't feel bad. Like if they give you a surprise, or a gift.
I think we've all been through that.
Oh, thank you. But if I'm like that. Like, that's how I feel. Like, oh, thank you. This is so thoughtful. But I feel I have to act out, like, being excited.
Of course. No, I think we've all been through that.
Okay. Do you remember any moment that you're like, this was not exciting at all, but I have to fucking act it out? because I didn't want this person to feel bad.
One specific moment like that? I don't know.
Every time I came.
No, I want to say...
Every time I come, I'm like,
I want to say, like, for example, like, I don't like babies. I don't...
I'll clip that. Thank you. Cancel.
Or kids in general. Like,
I believe you won't get guys. A lot of people is like, now we like more Oscar.
So when friends or people that I know have, like, they're pregnant or they have kids, you gotta act like you're excited, like, oh, like, you know.
What would be, like, your real reaction?
I'm not gonna hang around with you anymore. Like,
okay, bye, bitch.
For a good 6-7 years, so that killer's how to behave a little bit.
It happened to you that they are pregnant, that you wanna feel the baby? What would be you?
I would do it. I would feel societal pressure to do it, but I don't care about that stuff, dude. Like, it's just like, oh, like I don't know, man. I just, like, maybe because I'm old and I don't have kids.
I like that you feel obligated to feel this woman's womb. Like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm in a group chat with my friends, right?
Okay.
And sometimes one of my friends will send a video to the group chat of them playing with their kids or something, and everyone reacts like, oh, that's nice. Like, you know, I'm like, we're men, dude. Like, we don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what is the name of your group chat? What is the name?
Right now, we change it like every...
Okay, what is
like,
it? What
right
is
now, it's like Gordy's Giovanni or something like that.
I love Gordy's.
Yeah, shit like that. But, yeah, but we change it like every other week or some shit.
But I do. I'm learning English, okay? Mm-hmm. But I did have this change in my approach to kids. Before, I didn't like to hold them. It was like...
Oh, I hate holding them.
Because I was like, for me, my mind, this is what it happened. You give me your kid, and I'm like, poof, oh, fuck. Oh. Like, I immediately toss it to the floor. So, I never wanted to hold kids. I was like, do you want to hold it? It's like, no. But recently, they handed me... I didn't ask for it. It was like... No question.
Some random lady in the street here. Shit, what the fuck is going on?
No, it was a friend, but it wasn't no question. It was not, you want to hold it? It was like, hey. And I was like, wait, because she was doing something. And I was like, I felt the need to she almost like passed it. And I was like, okay. And then for some moment, I was like, I can be a good dad. Like, this little person is behaving. Have you never feel that like that with
a kid? You know what? Like, I'm not, okay. Let's start with this. My sister's kids, I love them. I love them. But even them, I can't carry them till they're like 6 months.
You can carry them because you feel you're gonna drop them.
Yeah, not only that, then you gotta hold the head or some shit like that.
Exactly. You feel you're not ready for it.
Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
But have you held them?
I don't think I have. My best friend, who's like a brother to me because we grew up together, when he had a kid, he always would be like, hey, hold my daughter. And I didn't hold her till she was 8 months old because I just didn't.
She's dead now.
And even then when she was 8 months, I was like panicking. Like,
Didn't you feel like, oh, I can do this? Take it back.
Yeah, no, it was like, I almost had an anxiety attack, dude.
Like you have a bug, take it back, take it.
Yeah, dude, it's like I'm on fire. So like, call the fucking fire department right now, dude.
So you will be an amazing dad.
Yeah. I mean, as long as my wife holds him the first 6 months, we're good.
Do you want to change the baby? No, bitch, this isn't you. Like,
you're doing this for the first 6 months.
I was going to pay for an abortion, but you decide to do it.
When he turns 12 and learns how to behave, then I'll have him for 6 months, you know?
You know, I like kids. Again, I still feel like, baby, this is you. Like, I can hold it, but it's like, I feel like, stupid holding it like the way of holding a baby, because the thing is like hold the head, all these things. I believe I'm just bad at it.
Yeah, me too. Like I feel the same way.
Again, like maybe if you're a father tomorrow, naturally something will happen that you're like, no, I have this.
Well, like I said, like my sisters, I have two sisters, they're kids. I love. So I'm sure I'll love my kid, right? Like I'm sure, I'm 83% sure that like I'm gonna like my kid.
I don't know if
the problem is that I don't know how long it's gonna take me to like him, because even with my nieces that I love to death, like, it takes me like 5-6 months for me to get that like, oh, they're actually my family. They're really, you know what I'm saying? Like up until like 6-7 months, they're just some random baby in the corner or something, you know?
I just picture. you in the hospital with your wife. She's giving birth, and the doctor says, you want to hold it? Like, fuck no. Like, no, take it to her. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know that guy.
I'm going to be like trying to like switch him with that baby.
Do you have an older one I can take home? Really?
You have one that's 184 months? One like that? Yeah.
So you keep it for the first 12 months, right? And the doctor's like, no, you take it home now. Like, like in the restaurant, they have it in, like a couple of times that they bring like babies, but like 3-2 months. Like, it doesn't happen often because usually you don't take those baby when they're like that. Yeah. You don't, like,
poor people around this baby, bro. Like, not, I'm not saying his parents, like the other family that are there to have a good time.
No, it's cute from far because apparently they were behaving, but it's cute from far. But
you telling me 3-month babies are well behaving?
These were behaving. These ones.
Do they have classes for 3-month babies to behave?
Maybe the parents drug them. I don't know, but
hopefully not.
Hopefully they're on weed already. Their breast milk have weed. Okay, but it's like such a weird situation because it's like you don't know how to behave. Like, but I have I don't know if you have, but I have like a couple of moments that they're like so cute that it makes me feel like
I haven't had that.
Maybe yet. I can be a father.
I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want to be a father, but I've never had like that feeling like, oh, babies are cute, you know, like.
What about kids? Like, have you ever had like an encounter with a kid that you're like, this feels like father.
I've had connections with kids, yeah, but usually.
We got him. We got him.
I illegal contact with kids. Illegal connections.
Illegal connections. No, connections that you shouldn't have.
But,
with him.
With like,
it's a photo of Big Diddy. Big Diddy in the back right now. Baby oil. Yeah. Okay.
No, but yeah, but older. Like, they have to be like, at least for me, like at least 7-8 years old, you know, like the little
one. For you to fuck them.
For me to fuck. Yeah. 6-year-olds, you're pushing it.
You're pushing it,
bro. We need a lot of baby oil, a lot of fucking Vaseline and shit.
If you're 7 up, you're getting. Like, I have, like, one friend has a phrase. If their feet touch the ground when they're sitting in the toilet, they're ready. And I was like, dude, don't say that out loud. They have to be 7 to you make, like, a emotional connection.
Yeah, for me to be like, okay, this is a human being now. You know, like, up to that point, they're kind of human beings, I guess, but like, they're still like, they still need people to like help them eat and like wipe their ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still the, like, once you're 7, you're 8, you could play soccer, you could do this, like, you could play with a
kid. You have a personality. They have the fucking personalities, like, when they're like 5-4. Last question for the episode, but then we're gonna do the bonus content. Do you feel like that? I was thinking about a kid 6-7. How do you feel about the kids that I believe video games has ruined them? They just, like, when they don't get what they want, they just scream.
I would murder them immediately. I'm just saying, nah. No,
because there's a famous video of, like, it went super viral. It's like they're playing, like, baseball, and the kid, like, throws the ball to another kid that is older, like 12. He hits the ball, and the ball goes, like, over the fucking roof and goes to another house. Mm-hmm. So the ball is gone. That's it. No ball. We're not playing anymore. The ball is gone. The kids start like fucking screaming, but like without like.
Yeah.
And the dad just comes and holds his head. But the viral video is like, they mix it and it's like a green screen and one guy does like.
Yeah.
And then you just hear the bears like. And they have like 4.5 million views. Like, likes. No, not even views, likes. And everybody, like, I'll do the same. I don't know how I would deal with it if I have a kid like that.
I don't know either.
What if your niece is niece or, like...
Yeah, I got nieces in there and one nephew. Yeah.
Okay.
But mostly nieces.
What if they grew up and they end up being like that? They call you the N-word and then they dance. And
I mean,
like,
I think that's just bad parenting, right? Because, like...
You're like sister.
Because, no. I mean, like, obviously the kid screams like that because he has some expectation that if he screams like that,
he will help
they're going to give him whatever he wants, you know? So, yeah, the parents have to start early and start telling him, you know,
kay,
you're never going to get everything that you want.
To the camera, you're going to tell your parenting advice without being a parent? about how to deal with a kid that is screaming. Go.
No, no, tell them. When a kid that is screaming,
screaming in a restaurant. It's just like, ah! Because we don't have boneless chicken.
Okay. If your kid is screaming at a restaurant, you should not have taken to that restaurant until you educate him first.
No, but the situation is happening. What do you do?
Leave. You take the kid out of
fuck
you. Yeah, you get the fuck out of there and stop bothering those nice people around that are just going there to get a meal. You know, like, I mean, child abuse is that no longer allowed? I don't know. I mean, I still grew up in an era where my parents hit me, never excessively, but, you know, so, and I'm not, I know that's a very controversial topic nowadays.
It is.
But, I mean, you can't hit your kid in public.
But in the house.
You take him home in the house and, I mean.
So violence, we got him.
I'm trying to be more progressive, you know, try to understand people. But, yeah, I mean, you should have dealt with that problem since beforehand.
Okay.
You know, your kid shouldn't go to a public place and behave like that, you know?
Okay. We have, this is going to come out like probably in 2 weeks. So if you have any shows you want to promote, this is the moment to my 100 subscribers. Thank you so much.
More than shows, I would rather promote.
Yourself,
I released a special called You Ain't Kidding Me. It's on YouTube. It's on. I got 400 subscribers.
Nice. It was in the Comedy Plex, right?
Yeah, it was in the Comedy Plex in Oak Park. And so watch that or follow me on Oscar Got Jokes on TikTok and Instagram. Every follow helps. And
it does help.
I would rather promote that. Yeah, and I think I got a show.
That's it.
Friday at Second City, but by the time this comes out,
yeah, no, it's gonna be gone.
Don't hit your children. I just want to make that clear because at the end, I feel like people are gonna look like this motherfucker is promoting hitting children. Like, no, don't hit your children. We're in 2024. We should have better tactics to deal with children like that, but we should do it before we take them out to public places.
Just choke them. Bye.